Hi, this is Dax Jacobson, and you're listening to the Rural Towns Project Podcast, where I combine my day job as a business professor with my love for the rural American West I grew up in. In the podcast, I talk to the people who are actually trying to make a living in, and to the researchers, artists, and others inspired by, the rural towns of the American West. I hope to help myself and others understand the past, appreciate the present, and positively impact the future of rural towns in the American West. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I chat with Rosie Williams, manager of the Lewiston Movie Theater in Lewiston, Utah. Rosie and I chat about her long history with the Lewiston Theater and why she's still there showing movies and still loving it. We talk about how the Lewiston Theater is run, how it is uniquely owned by the city of Lewiston, and the importance of cheap concessions and community. We end, as always, with the road trip music question. Rosie Williams, thanks so much for agreeing to be on the Rural Towns Project podcast. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time. So can I just start by asking, how are you, and how are things at the Lewiston Theater?
I am good, and I think Lewiston Theater is going pretty good.
Yeah? Good?
Yeah.
So
it was a little slow, you know, during COVID.
Sure.
And we shut down for a while. And then since we've opened back up, it's been a little slow. We're having a little trouble, you know, getting our crowd back.
Yeah.
But we're doing good.
So we should probably step back a little bit for anyone who's listening. We first need to say that, yes, you were the manager of the Lewiston Theater and you've been doing it for a long time. So I wonder, Rosie, if you could just take us back, how you got involved, a little bit of your background, a little bit about the theater itself. And how you became to be manager?
Okay. My husband was hired on as one of the projectionists. Okay. At that time, we were doing reel-to-reel.
Wow. So it was a real job then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we had to have somebody upstairs all the time, you know, to watch when to switch over to the next reel.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they needed another employee downstairs in the concession area, then I was hired on as an employee. And then when the former manager quit, then the town councilwoman who was over the theater at that time asked me to step in as the manager. I had worked my way up from just an employee to the assistant manager.
Okay.
And then as the manager. I was hired on.
I think I just interrupted you. I was going to say, how many years are we talking about here?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was hired on in 1994.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as an employee. And wow. Then probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years after that is when I took over as manager. And I've been manager ever since.
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, but I love it.
I'm guessing you do if you're still doing it and still smiling and still happy about it.
Yep.
So one of the interesting things about the Lewiston Theater is that it's city owned, right? There aren't very many of those.
Oh, there. I can't think of any.
Can you?
Yeah, I can't think of any either.
Has that always been the case?
Yes. It's always been city owned.
And when did the theater start?
It was built in 1935.
By the city.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just curious. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know either. I'm just going by an old newspaper article that I read that said it was started. Well,
that's a long time ago, 1935.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But once it was built, the city, as far as you know, has owned it.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So how does that impact your every day as a manager? Everything goes through the city, just like it's another line item on a budget, and you've got to work with the city council and everything like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I turn all the bills into the city that come into for the theater. I have to report to a city councilman. So, yep, all of that stuff.
And there continues to be support for it. I know it's beloved. I know lots of people who love the theater. So I'm guessing the city is like, we've got to keep this going, right?
Yes. And the city has always backed us that way too. Yeah.
Well,
they want to keep it open.
What about, I know I talked to some other folks who were either running a theater or the drive-in in Soda Springs, and the transition to digital was a big deal. I'm guessing that was the same thing for you?
Oh, yeah.
And really expensive.
Yes, but we were lucky enough to get, I'm trying to think, like a grant from the restaurant tax.
Yeah,
I can't remember exactly what it was called right now. But yes, they helped out a lot to get our money to switch over to digital.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, gee, we've probably been digital for, I don't know, maybe a good 10 years.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. So what's the day to day when we're in season and you're showing movies and it's a busy weekend? What's the day to day look like for Rosie managing the Lewiston Theater?
First of all, I should tell you, we only show movie Friday, Saturday, and Monday nights.
Okay.
We used to have two showings on Friday and Saturday and then just one on Monday. But after COVID hit, we've just been doing just one showing a night.
Gotcha.
And then I have, five other paid employees.
Okay.
I am also a paid employee.
Yeah.
And so I'm not there every night.
Have a life.
Yes, I have a life. Yes. And so I don't want to be at the theater all three nights. So, yeah. So I make the schedule and I, you know, put all of us, you know, on different nights so that not all of us are there all three nights of one
movie.
Well,
that's nice of you.
Yeah. So we usually show up about 6 o'clock to get things ready. And that means like popping popcorn, putting ice in our soda fountain, running upstairs, turning everything on so we're ready to start the movie. Movie starts at 7. And like I told you, we're just showing one showing. We don't show any R-rated movies.
Okay.
That has been kind of a policy with Lewiston Theater, you know, over the years. And as I imagine,
that's appreciated in small town Lewiston. Yeah.
We try to keep it more family oriented.
Yeah.
And we definitely do a lot better with our showings when it's a family movie, when they can bring their kids and the whole family to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do you want to know?
how do you select movies? And I don't know anything about this industry other than I like movies, Rosie.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All I know. So the business professor me is interested. Like, how do you get access? How do you decide? How do you get access to the movies?
Okay. My husband and I have always enjoyed going to movies.
Yes.
So a lot of movies I can preview ahead of time.
Okay.
Because we're known as like a low gross theater because our tickets are only $2 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because of that, I have to wait. I can't do first run.
Sure.
So I usually have to wait like 3 months to get the movies. So that gives me plenty of time, you know, to go watch a movie, decide if I want to bring it to Lewiston or not.
That's a fun part of the job then. I'm doing research, right? I got to go watch movies.
I'm doing research. I also go by word of mouth.
Okay.
So, you know, people that come to watch the movie or my employees or, you know, just people that I work with, you know, will tell me, oh, this movie was really good. You need to bring that to Lewiston.
So.
So by word of mouth also. And then I have one of my employees that is a booker.
Okay.
So I let her know, you know, what movies I would like to play for that month.
Yeah.
So I give her a list of movies. Then she contacts the film companies and makes sure that we can have that movie, you know, for that week.
Yeah.
They will tell us, and then they will also give us the terms, which is how much money they want, you know, and usually it's a percentage of our ticket sales.
Okay.
Is what the film company wants. That's kind of how we get our movies.
Does it vary widely depending on the movie and the company, what they're going to take? The percentages are pretty standard at this point when you get it several months later.
Oh, Disney is always a lot more
than
other ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, but most of the time, you know, I can pretty much get what we want. Sometimes I wait. If the terms are too high, I may, you know, wait a month or two and then try to get it again and see if the terms have gone down.
Yeah.
So.
And I can imagine, I mean, like you said, this isn't first run. This is less about catching that movie that maybe we wanted to see when it first came out, and more about the experience, right, of coming to the small town theater and seeing family and friends. And
That's right.
Has there been a movie, Rosie, that you picked that you thought, oh, this is for sure going to be a hit with the people, and it didn't, and another one that you're like, oh, I don't know, and it surprised you, and everyone wanted to watch it multiple times?
There's always those times. I mean, I can't think of a movie specifically. Well, yes, I can. Let me tell you, when we showed The Greatest Showman, I only booked it for one weekend, brought it back a second time, brought it back a third time, and we sold out every showing.
That one was surprising and amazing. You could probably show it again and sell it out. I know it's a popular show at my house, right?
Yes, I could. So,
The other thing I wonder that I've heard, obviously your tickets are cheap, but a lot of other, you know, the major theaters, even some of the other smaller ones, they talk about how it's kind of like the gas station. We don't really make money on gas. We make money on people coming in and getting stuff inside the store. And for movie theaters, it's less about we're breaking even, basically getting the movie here and the tickets, and then we make money on concessions. But Lewiston, unfortunately haven't been there, is renowned for having great concessions and reasonably priced concessions. So how do you do it? And what's the strategy behind that?
None of our concessions are over $2.
That's amazing.
I do, you know, have to watch the price of things.
Sure,
and if my vendors up the price, then I have to up the price on my candy.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, we try to keep our prices down so that people can come and afford to go to the movie.
Yeah, because I have four kids, and if I want to go to the movie theater down here in Salt Lake, I'm like, you can't buy popcorn. You can't get a drink. It's expensive by the time everyone gets a drink. Everyone gets popcorn. Everyone gets a candy. It's like, holy cow.
Yep. So at our theater, you could get a drink, a popcorn, and a treat for $5.
Oh, my goodness. And then the ticket's $2.
Yeah. And tickets are $2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've got to get up there. Yeah. How many people does the theater hold?
I can seat 247 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's bigger than I thought, actually.
Uh-huh.
And when things are going, and we hope we get up there again, when things are going well, you can get 200 people on a 200 plus, getting close to full on a Greatest Showman night. It's packed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can.
That's amazing.
So.
What are some of the plans, Rosie, then, to get people used to getting to going again now that COVID's? Are you running specials, just getting the word out, hopefully we can get people coming back again?
We really don't do any specials except where we do a $10 family on Monday nights. So a family can get in for $10 on a Monday night.
So my family of six, I'd save a couple bucks.
Yes, you would.
Awesome. Okay, good to know.
So, yes. Other than that, I've always said it just depends on what we're showing that will bring the crowd in.
Yeah.
So.
Do you, I know we had COVID, but at the same time we had COVID, we have an even bigger push from Disney Plus and all these other things where we're like, you don't need to go to the theater anymore. You can get all these Netflix and everything at home. Is that having an impact, do you think?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people now, you know, when movies go straight to Disney Plus or something else, they'll just stay home and watch it. But we still have those diehards that like to watch it on the big screen.
Well, some movies you've got to, right?
Yes. And eat and have theater popcorn.
That's right. Now, I can imagine, this is off topic, but do you have like a theater popcorn machine in your house? Since you're a big movie fan, you just, when you crave it or you go over to the theater and make it, do you have one sitting in your basement, Rosie?
No. Because, believe it or not, I don't really care for popcorn.
Really? Well, that's probably good because as much time as you've spent at one, I would probably weigh 400 pounds because I like theater popcorn. So that's probably a good thing for you.
Yeah. So no, I don't have a popcorn popper here.
Do most of your people, are they coming from Lewiston and Richmond and maybe Preston? Are we getting people from Logan or is it mostly locals in the small communities there in Cache Valley?
Mostly locals, but we do get a few, you know, that will drive, you know, up from Hiram or I'm trying to think where else we've had people. We've had people cross the, like over the mountain, like from Tremonton.
Oh, wow.
Have even come over to the movie. But yeah, mostly it's local.
Yeah.
So.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So one of my earliest memories as a kid was going to watch Goonies at the Downey Theater. McCammon didn't have one. Income, these others didn't. But Downey had one. And I remember as a kid going to movies there. And it has tried off and on over the last couple decades. But it's not operating now. It's the building's just, you know, shut down. It's there. I wonder, how are these rural theaters? Do you know others are out there? There are not many that are, it seems to me, that are succeeding or, you know, thriving right now.
Yeah. Richmond, Smithfield, they both had theaters.
Oh, that's right. Smithfield had that beautiful one on Main Street, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. They don't show movies anymore. There is not too many small town theaters out there anymore. Most of them have shut down because of the, you know, the big theaters, Megaplex and the Cinemark.
That's right.
So, yeah. Preston actually does still a theater, and they still run movies there.
And they also do plays and other things in the same, right?
Yeah, they do live plays. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Lewiston used to do live plays.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Because since I've worked there, there hasn't been any live plays been done.
Huh. That's pretty amazing that, I mean, Preston and Lewiston aren't very far apart.
No,
right?
They're not.
Smithfield and Richmond are further, and at least Smithfield is, and they can't have one. Maybe they're too close to Logan, and yet Preston and Lewiston are right there, both have a small theater. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't think Preston is owned by the city, though. I think Preston is individually owned.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Do you get people, whether it's a city or a county, or maybe just entrepreneurs that call you up and say, hey, we're actually going to try to make this happen in our small town again. Do you have any ideas?
Oh, yeah, I have. In fact, I just recently had Richmond.
Oh, really?
Colin wanted to know about starting up a theater. She has never got back to me yet. but I have been contacted a few times when Preston, when they switched over to digital, they actually, you know, contacted us and wanted to know how we did it.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I wonder if, and I don't know this industry or much behind other than I love movies, is the key now is for the city or a county to basically see this as they do maybe their parks or, you know, other recreation and say, this is an important part of our community. And we're going to value it. And that's how we're going to make sure it survives. And maybe that might be what it's going to take going forward for some of these communities.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a good thing that Lewiston backs us and wants us, you know, wants to keep the theater open.
Yeah. So. Do you have your employees, longtime employees that just love movies too, and have been with you for years? You get young high school kids who want to just be there at the movies all the time, or maybe both.
We used to have high school kids, now I don't. I have all adults right now at work.
Understood. There's pluses and minuses to both those, right?
Yes, there is. Yes. Yeah, there is. And they're all women. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, another question I have for you is, I like to ask this when I'm asking whether it's a county commissioner or a mayor or an entrepreneur. And I just say, hey, if I was given a magic wand and could help your business, or in this case, right, the city's business, this theater, in any way, maybe that's give you more money, Rosie, to get more movies. Maybe it's to help with wages. Maybe it's to do some new refurbishing with the theater, whatever it is. If I had a magic wand that you said, this is the thing that would really help us, what would you ask me to do? And again, it's a magic wand. So this could be clear out there. You could say, we want to redo all the seating, whatever it is. I don't know.
And we actually did that not too long ago.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got all new seats. We put in a new screen.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
We have put in new carpets. They added on and did new bathrooms. Mm. Put in new exit doors.
Oh, wow.
So there's been a few improvements over the years.
Yeah.
One thing we had to cut down on is our advertising.
Okay.
Because it just got too expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now, the only way we advertise is, of course, I leave a recording on the phone. We're also on Facebook. And then I book movies like a month at a time. And so we print out a whole schedule of the movies for the month. And so we do have that. The city also has a website that they, you know, keep the theater on there and the movies that we're playing. But like in newspapers, things like that, we just had to cut that out. So that would be one thing.
Okay.
Up our advertising.
Okay, that's a good one.
So,
and maybe that maybe a couple people listening will come because they heard about it on the so let's hope we're helping. Okay, so some advertising.
Yep, that would be good. Gee, we're just going so good.
Well, that's awesome.
Don't need any help with wages or anything because the city, you know, takes care of all of that.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
So what keeps
you excited? And we found out it's not the popcorn. And you already go watch the movies beforehand, most of them, because you're doing your research.
Yeah.
So what keeps you excited and engaged all these years later, Rosie, managing the theater?
Maybe because I've learned it all by now. And when I think about quitting and having somebody else take over and having to teach them everything that I do.
That's probably part of it.
No, I enjoy the people, you know, I enjoy my employees that I work with. I have threatened them that I'm going to quit soon since I've been there forever. But I just enjoy being there and watching the people come in and their comments about this movie or that movie, you know, whether they liked it or not. That's what I kind of enjoy.
I'm sure there's something magical about when my kids were young and you take them to that theater experience for the first time, right? And they get a chance to go. You're right. It's as a family, it's really fun to see them, you know, their eyes get real big and to have that whole experience. So I'm sure that's pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Well, don't be retiring or quitting anytime soon. I've got to get up there. What nights are you typically there? So I make sure next time I go to Preston to visit family, I come. Or does it just
depend? All right. I'm usually there on Fridays.
Okay.
And then I usually do every other Monday, but of course you wouldn't know which Monday.
Well, I'll email you in advance to check.
Okay. Sure. Yes. Sounds good.
So you run movies year round?
Yes.
Okay.
We close 2 weeks during Christmas and New Year's. Mm. Otherwise we are open all year long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a busier time of the year?
Not really.
No.
It mostly depends on the movie.
Yeah. So that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, Rosie, thank you so much. That wasn't too bad, was it?
That wasn't too bad.
But I have one last question for you, Rosie, that I ask everybody. So I know you're a movie person, so maybe it'll be a movie soundtrack that you'll answer here. But I love music, and in addition to movies, and I like to ask people a road trip music question. So let's say we're leaving Logan, and we're going to drive up to Lewiston to watch a movie, and you and I are driving together, and I'm driving, and I turn the radio or the CD player or Spotify, whatever it is, and say, Rosie, what band or musician are we going to listen to on this road trip up to the theater? Who would you recommend?
I grew up in the 70s, so it would have to be probably 80s music.
You got to give me a name, though. Band or musician.
Okay, Carpenters.
Okay.
We've only just begun.
There you go. My stepdad was a big Carpenters fan, so I remember driving in the car listening to the Carpenters a lot. That's a good choice.
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm going to add one because it's the theater. Once we get there, what are we watching? What's one of your all-time favorites that we need to watch if you could bring it back and watch it on the big screen?
That's a hard one.
I told you, these are the hardest questions yet.
There's been a lot of movies played over there.
I'm sure.
My husband would probably say The Lion King.
Oh, that was a good theater.
I'm a big musical fan, so I love musicals.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think.
Oh, I know I put you on the spot because there's lots and lots to choose from.
Yes, I mean, I love The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a good one. I really can't think of any other
okay.
musicals.
Well,
that we've
we'll do a double feature, a twin bill, The Lion King and The Greatest Showman. That'll be fun.
Sounds good.
My family would love that.
All right.
Well, thanks so much, Rosie.
You're welcome.
My thanks to Rosie for being on the podcast. I so appreciate her love for movies and her dedication to her community and to making her community smile. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell your friends and please subscribe to and rate the podcast so we can continue to get the word out there. Thanks and stay safe.